Blog Talk Radio.
And I certainly have a good guest today. She's best known as the star of the sitcom Mama's Family. She was a hilarious cast member of the Carol Burnett Show, my favorite, and more recently appeared on Hannah Montana. Now my daughters all enjoy and know who this is. Vicki Lawrence, I'm really excited and thrilled to have her on the show today. She's an Emmy Award-winning actress, a comedian, author, and even a singer. I didn't know that. You learn something new every day, Vicki. Hey, Vicki, thanks for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
I can't believe that was a number one hit. You had a hit single, and I didn't even know it. How did I miss that?
Well, maybe you're too young, Dolly. Maybe, is that the problem?
That's the problem.
Maybe that's it.
No, oh, gosh. Well, I didn't know that, and I think a lot of people, especially those Hannah Montana generation, they probably didn't realize that. You had a hit, too,
no,
like
that's
Hannah
true.
Montana.
No, we have neighbors down the street, and when Hannah Montana was at its height, and I was, oh, my gosh, I could not go out in the neighborhood, you know, for the tweeners. And her young teenagers, they were like teenagers, came to her and said, you know, Mom, she is really, really good. And their mom said, yes, guys, well, she's been really, really good for years, but welcome to the club. So I thought
right.
that
We're
was very sweet.
We're all now in your fans. My daughters, my oldest daughter is 17, the youngest is 11, and I told them I was going to be interviewing Vicki Lawrence, and they said, well, who's that? And then I showed your picture. Oh, we know her.
Oh, yes, Mama.
And
yes, I know. Mama has ruined my life. I can't buy Girl Scout cookies anymore.
Well, you're going to be in Chicagoland this weekend. You're going to the Arcata Theater in St. Charles for your current road show, Vicki Lawrence and Mama. And that's in St. Charles on November 8th. So tell us a little bit about this show.
Well, it's a two-woman show, you know. I titled it Vicki Lawrence and Mama, a two-woman show, because I know how much everybody loves Mama, so I knew she had to be a big part of the show. But I also kind of feel the need to be me before I'm not anymore. You know what I mean, Dolly? So I am I open for Mama. I'm her opening act, and my half of the show is sort of largely autobiographical. And I think my life has been pretty serendipitous and kind of comical, so I would like to think that it's a funny half of the show. And then we run a bunch of outtakes from Mama's Family, which everybody enjoys. Everybody loves outtakes. And Mama comes on, and Mama's my evil twin. She's my chance to say everything that everybody's thinking that I can't say because it's politically incorrect. So there you have it.
I cannot wait to see this show. The best of both worlds, both of you.
It's fun.
Mama,
it's fun to keep Mama really topical, you know, and kind of push her into the new century and let her talk about everything that's going on. So she basically talks about everything, you know, from toilets that flush three times before you can get your pants up to Donald Trump's hair. She discusses it all.
Oh, really? Oh, I love to see what Mama, hear what Mama has to say about Donald Trump here. Does she like Donald Trump? Oh, she's a fan.
Well, she's got issues with his hair.
Okay, we'll put it that way. Well, I grew up, I'm not that young anymore. I grew up watching, you know, the Carol Burnett Show when it was running live. I grew up on the northwest side of Chicago where everybody was watching the Carol Burnett Show and talked about it the next day at school. In the sitcom was the series where Mama was playing Sorry with Carol Burnett. And so to this day.
Oh, that's on the Carol Burnett Show, yes. Yeah.
My family and I sit the same. We play Sorry. We're on the team, guys. Uh-huh. How you guys treated each other during that.
Yeah, it was always fun to play the games with the family. So we did Password and we did Monopoly and Sorry, and yeah, those were always good.
When you and Carol would scream Sorry, oh, I loved it. It was so funny.
We enjoyed those most, I think, because Carol and I were both actually game show freaks. So,
oh, really? That's
fun when you can. Oh, yeah, so it's fun when you can take those characters into, you know, cross those worlds together. Well, a couple of my favorite Mama's Families were when we went and did Family Feud with Richard Dawson, and then we went over and Mama did Jeopardy one time, so we got to go over to, you know, the set, and Alex Trebek, you know, did his part, and it was pretty funny.
Oh, gosh, hilarious stuff. What was it like working with Carol Burnett? I'm sure you get asked that a lot, but... Are you still in touch with her?
She's just an incredibly special lady, and I feel like I sort of got to go to the Harvard School of Comedy in front of America, you know, and to be trained and taught by just the best people in the business, and to learn those values and that way of doing show business. And I mean, I feel like I learned, you know, all the best side of show business. I feel like I learned from Carol. I always call it the Emerald City. It's very hard to get back there. There are not a lot of places like the Burnett Show was. It was very special.
Yeah, and you know, and it's sad that there's nothing like that on TV ever since that went off the air. It was good.
Well, you
clean
know, back
comedy.
In the day, there were only three networks. So, you know, I think the best of the best got on television, and now there's so many channels and so many places to look. I mean, everybody saw the Burnett Show because it was, you know, it was on one of three networks. And when you say that to young people now, that I don't think they can even conceive, you know.
No.
Nor can they conceive
no, they
that we
no
actually
idea.
Walked over and changed the channel on the television. They can't conceive of that.
How about that? Yeah.
Or
well,
that we actually drove across the country. They can't conceive.
Yeah, right. How about it? And that everybody in America was watching you, Vicki Lawrence, on the Carol Burnett Show, and you were one of a handful of women at that time, and even probably to this day, that's really funny. That's a comedian on TV that people, when they talk about what's funny in the world, Carol Burnett, Vicki Lawrence, Betty White, you know, I just you know, there's a short list of women that really are leaders in that realm. So you know, that's amazing. That, but nowadays the kids are not. They don't know. They're all over the place, like you said. But during a time, it was. How does that make you feel that you were on TV during a time when everybody in America was watching you?
It was a very different time. Yeah, and nobody was shooting you with their camera either. That was kind of nice. You know, because we were talking about Miley Cyrus. I feel sorry for the young stars now that have to grow up under the camera constantly. You know, you just know, you don't know what is being shot. You don't know who's shooting it. You don't know where it's going to end up. It's just a completely different world. I feel like I got to grow up in a different time, you know.
Yeah, and I don't know if we're ever going back there. Well, now we're starting to sound not
No,
so
no, I don't think we're going back,
not so
unless
fun.
You... Yeah.
Yeah. So what does Mama say about the world today? Like, give us a little sample of what her take is on what's going on in the world today so that we can kind of get an idea of what to expect. What's she still up to these days? What's Mama thinking?
Oh, she thinks the whole damn world has gone nuts. The whole damn world has gone nuts. She doesn't understand Lady Gaga. She doesn't understand Caitlyn Jenner. She's got a lot to say. You better come to the show.
What did she think about Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga together?
Well,
they're performing together. Well, they're performing together. They're traveling the world together.
I know they are, and how smart of him. Yeah. No, I think it's very smart of him.
Well,
you know, to
really
like hook into the younger generation and bring. And she's a great singer, actually. So. Yeah, that's a good combination.
Well, Vicki Lawrence, again, is going to be at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. Love that theater over there. Ron Onesti, good friend of mine, runs it. So let's do a shout-out to Ron. he's really, really bringing some great names to that theater, and it's such a historic theater. So many legends have gone through there, and you're just now adding to it. Is it your first time at the Arcata?
It is.
Okay. So many have come before you, and now we're so lucky. Vicki
okay.
Gorin and Mama are going to be there this weekend, so don't miss the show. You know where they can get tickets? I guess you can go to the Arcata online and get them there.
I'm sure you can, and I know that there's a link on my website. If you go to my website, my schedule is on there, VickiLawrence.com. My schedule is always on there, and we do try to link to all the theaters if they have a link. So, yeah.
Well, it's going to be interesting to hear.
You can find me.
It's going to be, we can easily find you. So just Google Vicki Lawrence and you'll find her website there. It's going to be interesting to hear, you know, Mama on stage and Vicki Lawrence and your take on things. And I know you've got some personal, you've had some personal health issues that you want people to become more aware of. It's a little known condition that's called CIU, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce this.
When the doctor diagnosed me with CIU, which is chronic idiopathic urticaria, I think I started laughing. Well, probably didn't laugh because it was like 6 weeks, you know, of having hives and not finding the answers before I actually got a diagnosis of CIU. And when he said to me one day, I think we're not going to find an answer for this. I think this is chronic idiopathic urticaria. I remember saying, what in the heck is that? And I went home and started Googling CIU and could really not find any good, solid information about the disease. And so when I had an opportunity, I was through with my doctor, we were able to find a treatment plan that worked for me. And I have been hive-free, thankfully, knock wood, for about 4 years now. Which does not mean that they could not come back, because for me, as for 1.5 million Americans, it is chronic. And so it is treatable, but not curable. And I contacted Novartis. I remember contacting them and saying, hey, you know what, if the occasion arises, I'm happy to share my story. Because I feel like everybody should have a place to go nowadays, everybody with anything. And there was no good information. So what happened was I partnered with the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, and this website, CIUNU.com, is made possible by Genentech and Novartis, so a lot of really good people that know what they're talking about, and it's really an educational outreach website for people who are dealing with hives and are looking for answers and have not been able to find them. And we've heard from a lot of people through social media who say, oh, my God, I think this is me. I think this is my daughter. I think this is my coworker. And it's been very gratifying to sort of reach out and help people. My whole story is on there. If you do think it's you, there's a symptom tracker that you can download and take to your doctor, and hopefully that will help you really jumpstart a good conversation, because I think a lot of doctors don't even know what this is. My internist had no idea about CIU. It was my allergist who did happen to know about CIU. And as I said, it's treatable. And there are 1.5 million of us who are dealing with the hives, and probably a lot more who are looking for answers and don't realize that it's CIU. So I'm just I can help get the word out there.
Well, how awesome that you can do that, and how awesome we have social media now, which we didn't have back then.
Yeah, it's really great.
You
can get the message out.
Yeah, and so would you say that when you say it's treatable, is it medication or is it diet or
there
environment?
Are, you know, I think the thing is when you break out in hives, your first thought is, oh, my God, it's, I mean, my thought was, I'm not stressed. It's I didn't eat a bad shrimp. I always thought of hives as my mother-in-law's nervous breakdown. You know, she finds out I'm marrying her son, and she breaks out in hives. But it's not this particular kind of hives is not. There's no trigger. So, for me, I thought maybe heat was the trigger. I was taking freezing cold showers because that seemed to calm my skin down a little bit, for a little while. I had friends telling me, stop drinking red wine. It's all the tannins in the red wine. You think, of course, you know, my daughter's going to change detergents, get all the soap, get all the perfume
sure.
out of your detergents, or it's something in your diet, Mom. You need to go get a, you know, go on a holistic diet. And my allergist said, you know, we can scratch test you to death, but I don't think we will find an answer for this. It's so that's, I think, the frustrating thing for CIU patients is that they try to blame themselves. They try to figure out what they're doing wrong, and you're not doing anything wrong. It's just for 1.5 million of us, it's chronic, and there is no answer.
Yeah.
And it can happen at any time. I think the statistic is that it happens to women generally that are younger than I am. It happens more often to women than it does men, but then my theory is everything fun happens more often to women than it does to men. But it's just, it's one of those things. So if you think it's you, get on this website. There's a lot of great information on there. And it's called CIU and You. It's all spelled out. It's CIUANDYOU.com, and there's a lot of great information. There are downloadable materials, symptom tracker, and my whole story is on there. So it's a really well put together website with a lot of really good information.
All right. Well, I hope someone out there listening and has this condition or thinks they might, this helps them. It's great that you are able to be a spokesperson or, you know, person that can bring more awareness to this very little known chronic disease. So that's really
Awesome. I try to be unique, Dolly, as often as possible.
Well, you are, for sure. Okay, so Vicki Lawrence, it's been so great talking. She's going to be at the Arcata Theater this weekend in Chicagoland. Well, Arcata's in St. Charles, but Chicagoland, November 8th for Vicki Lawrence and Mama, a two-woman show. Right, did I get that right? A two-woman show. So we've got Vicki Lawrence in the first half, and then Mama comes out. Oh, my God, Mama. You know, that is one of the most beloved characters, I would say. If they had to do a top 10 list, I'm not going to go into the other nine, of comedy characters in America, that would be probably definitely one of the top 10, I would say. How do you keep that face?
You.
That look on your face, does it hurt you after a while?
No, I think it's getting easier as I get older.
And you look absolutely amazing. You look fantastic. What is your secret?
What are you
doing?
Are you looking at a touched-up photo? Is that what you're doing?
Well, when you Google you see all these pictures, and I think this is the latest one. You do look amazing. You do.
Oh, well,
I think
thank
it must
you.
Be the keeping a sense of humor, wouldn't you say?
Well, I do think,
would you
yes.
say that's it?
I will. Yeah, you know, I tell you what, my motto has always been life is much too serious to be taken seriously. And I swear the older I get, the truer that is, you know? I kind of think if you don't laugh at life, it's so crazy that you'll probably slit your wrists. And then if you're a mother like we are, you're the one that's going to have to clean up the mess. So I highly advocate laughing.
I love it. Well, that's good advice from Vicki Lawrence. Maybe we should end it now, our chat with Mama giving some advice. Can you bring out Mama? Give Mama bring us some advice.
Oh, can Mama give you some advice? Be sure your underwear is clean. And I don't know. What is Mama's advice?
Don't
put
it.
On your
Mama.
Makeup while you're driving your car. That's not good. Put down your iPhone, your iPad, your iPod, your mini pad, your maxi pad. Put them all down.
Oh, I love it. Well, we can't wait to see you, Vicki Lawrence. I hope you come on the show again. Hopefully come in next time in person. But it was great talking with you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you
Take
for having
now.
Me. It was really nice to talk
Have
to you.
Show.
Have a great day, Dolly.
We'll see you Sunday. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.